Turn to Luke 23 and let's read an event that occurred between Christ's trial and crucifixion. Luke 23 and verse 26. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. Now let's turn to Genesis 22 and read the account of when Abraham was commanded to offer Isaac as an offering. Genesis 22, beginning in verse 1, and I'll read this in the New American Standard Version. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I will go with the lad, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the offering? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told them, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. What do these two scriptures have to do with each other? Well, let's turn to the book of Luke again. Luke 14 and verse 27. Luke 14, 27. Christ states, And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Let's consider what Christ meant about bearing our cross. The word bear means to carry or lift up. We're to lift up our cross and follow Christ. But let's look at the context in verses 25 and 26. In verse 25, we see that a great multitude was following Christ, and he began to lay down the requirements of someone desiring to be his student. And in verse 26, if any man come to me and hates not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciples. Of course, hate means to love less. So you cannot love anyone in your life, including yourself, more than Christ. And this is also made plain in Matthew. Turn to Matthew 16, in verse 24 to 25. Matthew 16, 24 to 25. Then said Jesus to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." The word deny means to deny utterly, to disown, to abstain. The phrase take up means to lift up. So putting both scriptures together, we see that denying oneself is related to taking up a cross. In order to be a disciple of Christ, we must take up our cross and utterly disown ourselves. We must love Christ more than any family member, especially our own life. Again, consider the account with Abraham and Isaac we just read, and let's note a few things. First, according to most commentaries, Isaac was 18 years or older. Next, he knew that after seeing the knife in the wood in Abraham's hand, Isaac knew that his father was going to sacrifice an offering. But notice one other thing. Isaac had to carry the wood that was going to be used to sacrifice him. He had to bear his cross and follow his father. But at the last moment, a substitute replaced Isaac and was offered in his stead. Once Isaac was placed on the wood, he had to know what was about to happen. He was a young man. Yet he did not resist his father. He did not struggle. He did not try to reason his way out of the situation. He had faith in his father and fully submitted to him. Now turn to Romans 6 and read verses 4 to 6. Romans 6, 4 to 6. "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in his likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Let's look at a couple of verses in Galatians. First, Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. Paul says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And let's look at Galatians 5, verse 24. Galatians 5, 24. "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." We must be willing to crucify ourselves and be buried by baptism and rise as a new child of God. If we're not willing to kill the old man, we cannot be taught by Christ. We cannot serve sin and Christ at the same time. We cannot rise as the new man. Simon was pulled out of the crowd that was witnessing the crucifixion. Remember that Israel's son Simon was pulled out of the 12 brothers and compelled to stay in Egypt while the others were free to return to Israel. The name Simon means hearing. And in Acts 7:27, no need to turn there, we read that This is that Moses, which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear. We must hear Christ. That cross, that stake that Simon was compelled to carry by all rights should have been for him. It should have been for you. It should have been for me. That cross was our cross, meant for us because of our sins. But at the last moment, God provided a substitute for all of us. So in conclusion, as our teacher instructs us, we must bear our cross and crucify ourselves, our old selves, our old flesh, and deny the old man. Only then can we become students of the one who gives us life as a new man.